Last year, Wisconsin exported $640 million worth of goods to places like Libya, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia. Though that's just a chunk of the nearly $20 billion in total Wisconsin exports, goods going to that region have doubled over the past decade. John Peavyhouse is a professor of international politics at UW-Madison. He recently spoke to Wisconsin exporters at an international trade meeting about the Middle East and North Africa. He told exporters not to, quote, freak out, and that
this could be an opportunity as well if other people are kind of getting skittish about getting in that market.
He says that despite protests and violence in the region, he expects more continuity than change for businesses, since both importers and exporters want the same thing.
A lot of companies in Egypt are owned by people in the military. So the military is not just a major political security force there, they're also one of the key business forces in that country. And they don't want instability from that perspective any more than, you know, a Wisconsin company wanting to export there wants instability.
Greg Rodriguez is a sales rep for Grassland Dairy Products in Greenwood, Wisconsin. He said the unrest in Egypt, which is one of their larger export markets, hasn't affected business.
Exports in general of agricultural products out of the U.S. have grown significantly, especially in 2010 and 2011. The Middle East is one of those growing markets.
The State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has programs to help Wisconsin exporters do business. An official there said she thought Wisconsin businesses would pull out of the Middle East and North Africa since the unrest, but that's not been the case. Companies have told her that although the risk might be higher, the payoff could be too. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.